You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
We begin with President-elect Barack Obama and his response yesterday to the scandal involving Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich.
The legislature is going down to Springfield to make a determination as to how to resolve this issue. I think they're going to come to the same conclusion. I hope that the governor himself comes to the conclusion that he can no longer effectively serve and that he does resign.
For the latest on that story, we turn now to Clarence Page, who is a nationally syndicated columnist and commentator and member of the Chicago Tribune editorial board that found itself in the center of some of the allegations against the governor. Welcome back, Clarence, and good morning.
Thank you, and good morning to you.
So what's the latest?
You just mentioned that President-elect Obama wants this to go down to Springfield now, and it is. The Democrats have are really aligning themselves together in Springfield and Washington to first of all talk about possibly impeaching Governor Blagojevich to try to block any Senate appointment he makes, which he can still make. He still has the authority to make, block any appointment from being seated in the Senate, and also to get to the bottom of the problem of Blagojevich himself and his powers, to see if they can be transferred to somebody else or possibly a special election held if he cannot be persuaded to resign.
You know, this constitutional crisis, Clarence, seems to give Blagojevich a lot of chips to bargain with. Well, as long as he's sitting there, you know, capable potentially of doing something to mess up this whole process, he has a certain kind of tacit, bizarre, Illinois-branded power. How's that sitting with people in Chicago and Springfield?
He does have that power constitutionally, because the Constitution protects the governor from a capricious impeachment. He himself, by resigning, he can save the honor and the order of the party and the state, for that matter. But by remaining in office, he can have more bargaining chips with the U.S. attorney. So I'd say how it's sitting with Chicagoans, even the most jaded Chicagoans, John, and you and I worked together there a long time. You know, even the most jaded are embarrassed by what appears to be the stupidity of Blagojevich in his conversations that were recorded by the U.S. attorney. It sounds like a bad David Mamet play.
Yeah, well, beyond jaded, I mean, it's conceivable that depending on how they structure this special election, it could hand the seat to the Republicans. What's the likelihood of that?
The Republican Party is in such disarray, as anybody paying attention to the race between Barack Obama and Alan Keyes will remember, that which Obama was elected to the Senate. The Republican Party is in such disarray that they are quietly smiling, jumping for joy over the chaos that Blagojevich has imposed. He won office in the wake of Governor George Ryan, a Republican who's now sitting in federal prison. And he was the Blagojevich was the reform candidate, the candidate of change you can believe in. Not exactly the same slogan, but you can see right now that this could stir a Republican revival in the state.
Clarence, this must be an unusual position for you to be in, to be reporting on a story, but also to be part of the story, given the allegation that the governor was only willing to help the Tribune Company with Wrigley Field if the Tribune Company fired some members of your editorial board, of which you are a part. Did you ever feel any of that pressure?
Well, first of all, no. It was about this time of the morning, on Tuesday morning, as I was reading about Blagojevich's arrest on the Internet at home sipping coffee, that I hit count number two on the criminal complaint, which said just what you just said, that he tried to strong-arm the Tribune into firing his critics on the editorial board. And I'm on the editorial board, and my coffee almost went out through my nose. I was shocked and the rest of the editorial board felt the same way, and everybody else from our editor-in-chief on down certainly felt the same way and have publicly said so. John McCormick, my colleague on the board in particular, was mentioned by name by Blagojevich and by the U.S. attorney in the statement, and John didn't know anything about it. And the bottom line is we hadn't heard anything, and in the layoffs that have occurred that led up to the our Tribune Company filing bankruptcy on Monday, no editorial board members had been laid off. So we just hadn't had any indication of this at all.
Yeah, well, I mean, there have been layoffs during this period. I wonder if any of those workers are scratching their head going, maybe there's more to the story of me getting cut. But it looks like it probably isn't going to get that far in the editorial board. You know, you were talking about the Republicans a moment ago. Yeah, when Patrick Fitzgerald said the other day that Lincoln was rolling over in his grave because of this behavior, we actually called somebody at the Motor Lodge across from the cemetery where Lincoln is buried and asked him, sort of tongue-in-cheek, any sign of rolling around in the grave over there. He laughed hysterically, and he said the first thing out of his mouth was, "No, but I think there's a Republican convention being established over there from where I sit." any chance this could resurrect the Republicans, even though they're, I mean, you say they're in disarray, but I mean, this could possibly be the nadir and turn them around.
Yeah, by the way, John Cass, one of my colleagues, a fellow columnist, said a U.S. Grant is rolling in his grave even. you know, this beats the scandals he was involved in. I think that this is a rallying point from the standpoint of restoring grassroots anger against the Democrats that could lead to a Republican revival. Their disarray has come from largely from disputes among leaders as to the direction of the party. You have the downstate Republicans who tend to be social conservatives and all the ones who are really pushing for Alan Keyes. You've got the upstate Chicago, LaSalle Street and suburban Republicans who have much more of the money tend to be quite moderate.
Mm-hmm.
It's that kind of split. But, you know, anger at Democrats now could really re-energize the party.
As for the Democrats, do you get a sense that this is going to somehow cast a shadow upon President-elect Barack Obama? Clearly, U.S. Attorney Fitzgerald explicitly said that his investigation had nothing to do with Barack Obama. But what's the sense or the feeling there?
Also Rod Blagojevich did Obama a favor in the taped conversations by expressing frustration that despite his signals to Obama that he wanted more than nothing for appointing his favorite pick, all he got from the Obama camp was appreciation, and he cursed
the
notion that that was enough.
He's just too bleeping honest, Clarence, is what Blagojevich said. Too bleeping honest.
You got it.
I mean,
you know,
even if it doesn't cast a shadow on the president, it seems that, you know, the people in Chicago were just getting used to being this kind of renaissance zone, part of the Obama
Camelot
transition thing. Right, Camelot. That's all swept away. I imagine there's some people that are a little disheartened by these developments.
Reports of Camelot are greatly exaggerated. I think that a lot of folks feel angry that there are efforts to try to drag Obama down. It's like the old story of the lobsters trying to crawl out of the cage and other lobsters pulling them back in. So there's a lot of anger at Blagojevich and the old machine folks. Obama's always been part of the goo-goo crowd, the good government people. There's an effort to try to keep that alive. There's also anger at conservatives who want to try to make another Whitewater investigation out of this. And that can still happen. You know, there's all these little questions being asked now about, what did Obama know and when did he know it? And,
right.
And did nobody on his staff talk to Blagojevich? Well, why not? Shouldn't they have been talking about who would be filling that seat? So, little niggling questions like that can kind of drag on and on. But I suspect the coming pageantry of the inauguration may well wipe that out unless we get some new big revelations.
All right. Well, I guess before Camelot, you need to drain the moat and make sure that there's no nasty creatures in there, and Blagojevich possibly is one of them. Gotcha. It's great to talk to you, Clarence.
Thank you. You too, John.
Clarence Page, nationally syndicated columnist and member of the editorial board at the Chicago Tribune.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.